Time, take a look at sports. I'm Gary Lee. The 11th ranked University of Missouri football Tigers dominated their season opener against Murray State, breezing to a 51-zip victory in front of a sold-out crowd of 62,621 fans at Ferrell Field. Mizzou picked up their 17th consecutive home win against a non-conference team and their 24th season opener win in the last 28 years. It was their first shutout since 2020 and their first season opening shutout since 1998. MSU West Plains and the Grizzly Club celebrate the new athletic season by attending the annual Grizzly Club Fall Picnic at 5 p.m. Wednesday, September 4th at the West Plains Civic Center Exhibit Hall. A complimentary meal sponsored by Wayward Sons Productions will be served free of charge. Grizzly basketball head coach Jared Fay, Grizzly softball coach Ryan Hargrove, Grizzly baseball coach Caden Tharp, Grizzly rodeo coach Matt Hughes, and the Grizzly cheer team will be on hand and also introduce their respective teams and give previews of the upcoming season. Immediately following the picnic, the Grizzly volleyball team will host its season home opener against Missouri Community College in the Civic Center Arena. Admission to the game will also be free. The game is sponsored by Wayward Sons Production. All Grizzly fans, not just Grizzly Club members, are welcome to attend this fun picnic event. St. Louis Cardinals played yesterday afternoon, wrapping up a four-game series with the Padres. With more, here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and the Cardinals came off the mat to win the last two games in the series, and they won the season series over San Diego, beating them in the ninth inning on Wednesday, and yesterday, the Cardinals beat them 4-1.
Great game yesterday. Sonny Gray got the start and the win. He did not give up very many hits. In fact, only three Padre hits in the entire game. Cardinals got enough offense to win. Ryan Helsley picked up his 41st save. He's been outstanding.
And Paul Goldschmidt doubled in a run. Mason Wynn hit a home run.
It's been nice to get all those guys active. Mason Wynn has now had multi-hit games in four straight games.
And by winning these two games, Ricky, the Cardinals, they still have something to play for.
They still do. Just keep winning series.
The Cardinals are in Yankee Stadium tonight. Eric Fetty, 8-7 against Marcus Stroman, 9-6. We're on the air at 5:10 Central. Ricky will have the lineups at 5:55. I'll bring you the first pitch thrown by Marcus Stroman at 6:05 Central. The Cardinals beat the Padres yesterday 4-1 to split the four-game series.
Once again, you can catch all the Cardinal games on KUKU 100.3 and News Talk Radio KWPM. Week one of high school football is tonight. And the matchups, Houston at Pierce City. That game's going to air on Q94. The Willow Springs Bears will be at Lincoln. That game will air on KUKU. The Liberty Eagles will host Stratford. That game will air on the Fox 96.9. And the West Plains Zizzers will be at Mountain Home. And that game will air on Hot Country KDY. Ava will travel to Buffalo. Mountain Grove will be hosting Fair Grove. Kabul at El Dorado Springs. And Thayer will be at Hayti. And the Salem Tigers will be at St. James. That's Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee.